Hello and welcome to Missouri Environment. I'm Sebastian Martinez. After a historically hot and dry winter here in Missouri, spring rains have hit the state in a big way. With more rain forecast for the coming week, concerns over the winter drought could soon be supplanted by concerns about flooding. One critical piece of Missouri's environment that helps guard against rising waters is the state's wetlands, floodplains and wet prairies that can absorb excesses from rivers. But wetlands are also critical habitat for a wide variety of wildlife, something scores of kids learned on a recent Saturday in St. Charles. It's a sunny spring afternoon at the August A. Bush Memorial Conservation Area, and about a dozen children are gathered around a pond, probing the waters with long-handled nets.
There you go.
After emptying their nets into shallow plastic trays, they walk over to a nearby table, where volunteer Melanie Sanford helps them identify their findings.
Here's a leech. Did you see the leech?
This is the Missouri Department of Conservation's annual Wetlands for Kids Day. For almost 20 years, the event, sponsored by Ducks Unlimited, has brought thousands of kids out to learn about wetlands. Sanford, a retired science teacher, is running the pond station with her husband Jim, a retired superintendent.
We try to get the kids hooked on nature. That's the whole idea, is to get them to appreciate the outdoors.
Already, the aquarium they've set up is teeming with life. Tadpoles, salamanders, water bugs, typical wetland fauna.
To help them to see the diversity of life that we have just in a small pond, and to help them to understand that the conservation of the wildlife that we have in our natural areas is an important part of our own life.
In a nearby lake, a family of geese is foraging for food. According to the Department of Conservation, more than one-fourth of Missouri's bird species depend on wetlands for food and habitat. But with all the rains Missouri has seen over the last month, the event's organizers, like MDC naturalist Matt Ormsby, are quick to note the functional importance of wetlands when it comes to flooding.
There's some places like marshes or wet prairies, they're going to take a lot of that water and they'll slowly let it filter off compared to these impervious surfaces we have like yards and streets.
Where water runs off those surfaces and contributes to flooding lower-lying areas, wetlands absorb that water and then release it more slowly into the ground. Now, wetlands are disappearing because of something called channelization.
It's basically straightening up the river for barge traffic. A river over time meanders. It cuts banks over on one side and it switches. It's a moving thing.
By channelizing the river, humans alter that dynamic in ways that can damage or destroy wetlands.
We've kind of stuck it in this straight pattern. That's the reason we have a big flooding issues.
And that flooding might get worse. Climate change researchers project that rains in parts of the U.S. will get more intense as the planet warms. Last winter saw damaging flooding along the Merrimack and Mississippi rivers. And the winter before that, 14 people died in floods across the state. That adds urgency to the Department of Conservation's outreach efforts beyond Wetlands for Kids.
We do have actually like cost share programs available to public landowners where they may want to create a wetland on their property. We have programs to help those landowners improve their wetlands on their property.
But back at the pond, it's all about the creatures that live in the wetland.
We found a frog egg in here.
And forming connections with nature. The event's organizers hope experiences like these will inspire the next generation of conservationists. That's it for this week's episode of Missouri Environment. Thanks for listening. You can find this program and more on our website at kbia.org. I'm Sebastián Martínez.